Yeah, I'm going to mention that this morning. Well, good morning. Buenos dias. We're going to pray and get started. Vamos a orar y empezamos. Father, thank you for your goodness and your love. God, we just ask you to bless this time that we have together. And I pray for Brother AJ this morning. Just ask that you give him great wisdom and insight, and that he would bless your church this morning, that what we study here in Genesis 27 would be encouraging, and that you would grow your church. Let us have a good day today. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. We were at a concert this week. We went to, not a concert, but like a show in Houston.
Estábamos en una, fuimos a un show en Houston esta semana.
It was in a fancy theater.
Era en un teatro muy elegante.
And there was a lady with a like a tuxedo suit on, and she went out ringing this little xylophone.
Había una señora con un traje y estaba tocando un xylophone. No sé cómo se dice xylophone.
Dun, dun, dun.
Haciendo dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun. And it was to let people know it was time to start.
Era a decirle a la gente es tiempo de empezar.
I said, we need that for church.
Yo dije, necesitamos esto para la iglesia.
So on Wednesday night, somebody just softly go, dun, dun.
About a miraculous alguien se toca esta cosa y ya empieza.
Or a megaphone. It's time to start.
Or un micrófono. Tiempo de empezar.
Genesis chapter 27.
Genesis 27.
Now don't get hung up. I realize we left two verses in chapter 26.
No te desesperes. Yo sé que dejamos dos versículos en capítulo 26.
We'll come back to them.
Vamos a regresar a ellos.
Probably even make mention of them this morning.
Probablemente vamos a mencionarlos esta mañana.
But I'd really like to spend some time focusing on the difference between Esau and Isaac.
Pero me gusta gastar tiempo enfocando en la diferencia de Jacob y Isaac.
Esau and Jacob, sorry.
Esau y Jacob.
I said Esau and Isaac. He said Isaac and Jacob. So, yes, the two brothers,
Jacob,
the twin brothers.
Esau.
So, turn to Genesis 27.
Mira Genesis 27.
Do what? Did somebody?
Esau.
Esau. Esau. Esau, Jacob.
Esau y Jacob.
We talked when we went through the covenants, we focused on some... A characteristic of the old covenant.
Hablamos cuando pasamos por los pactos, características del antiguo pacto.
And the covenants of promise.
Y los pactos de promesa.
Maintained a sense of them.
Mantiene un sentido de ellos.
That they were still, they still required some conditions.
Que requiere una condición.
It carried with it. A flavor of the covenant of works.
Cargaba con ellos un flavor, un sabor de la pacto de obras.
And Moses, as he writes the history of Genesis.
Y Moisés, mientras él escribe la historia de Génesis.
Moses is the one who's given the covenant at Mount Sinai.
Moisés recibe el pacto en Monte Sinaí.
And yet you continue to see over and over.
Y continuamente vemos vez tras vez
the failure of man.
El fracaso del hombre.
Yet the grace and mercy of God.
Pero la gracia y misericordia de Dios.
That he will remain faithful to his promise.
Que él mantiene fiel a su promesa.
Even though man does not remain faithful or obedient to the covenant.
Aunque el hombre no mantiene fiel o es fiel en su pacto.
So keep that in mind.
Mantiene esto en mente.
As we read through this chapter.
Mientras leemos a través de este capítulo.
Because we're looking here at a dysfunctional family.
Porque estamos viendo aquí una familia disfuncional.
It's a long narrative.
Es un largo narrativo.
And it focuses on everyone's failure.
Y enfoca en todos los fracasos de todo.
Now, I've mentioned that a lot of commentaries just make Jacob like this terrible character.
He mencionado que muchos comentarios hace Jacob este carácter muy malvado.
And I've backed away from that.
Yo me detuve de esto.
I see Jacob as a man.
Resistido esta.
Jacob is a man that fails.
Jacob es un hombre que fracasa.
Yet I see in Jacob a heart for God.
Pero veo en Jacob un corazón de Dios.
He
para Dios.
His limited understanding of the covenant.
Su entendimiento limitado del pacto.
And I say limit. It's not really limited. He's been told about the promise.
Y digo limitado, pero en realidad no es limitado. Él fue dicho de promesa.
But he doesn't know every step he's supposed to take, right?
Pero no sabe todos los pasos que él debe tomar.
I mean, we're going to go through Jacob's life.
Vamos a pasar la vida de Jacob.
And we're going to see him working for Laban for 14 years.
Vamos a ver él trabajando por Labán 4 años.
And so we also see
14 años.
We also see God's gracious providence.
También vemos la providencia de Dios de su gracia.
In a life of a man.
En la vida de un hombre
who's holding to the promise of God,
quien está manteniendo la promesa de Dios,
and yet he's living in this world,
y está viviendo en este mundo,
and it's a beautiful type for the Christian.
Es un tipo hermoso para el cristiano.
But let's look at this dysfunctional family.
Pero vamos a ver esta familia disfuncional.
And we can't point too many fingers.
No podemos apuntar demasiados dedos.
Because all of us come from a dysfunctional family.
Porque todos nosotros venimos de una familia disfuncional.
Let's not pretend.
No pretendemos.
Oh, well, I have a good Christian family.
Yo tengo una buena familia cristiana.
I was raised in a good Christian
yo
family.
Yo fui crecido en una buena familia cristiana.
And I say that as yo, though...
Yo digo esto como...
It's true. Oh, somebody's ringing the bell.
Alguien está tocando la campana.
But you go into churches...
Pero si tú vas a las iglesias...
And I've been into, like, family conferences in churches.
Y yo he ido a conferencias de la familia en iglesias.
And speakers will ask questions.
Y los predicadores hacen preguntas.
Like, how many of you grew up in a family that had daily devotions together?
¿Cuántos crecieron en una familia que tuvieron devocionales diarios juntos?
How many of you were in families that read the Bible together?
¿Cuántos estaban en familias que leyeron la Biblia juntos?
That prayed together.
Que oraron juntos.
That were faithful in church.
Que eran fieles en la iglesia.
In auditoriums with 1,000 people.
Y santuarios con 1,000 personas.
You can count the hands on 2 hands.
Puedes contar las manos en 2 manos.
I mean, very, very few people grew up in solid Christian homes.
Muy poco gente crecieron en familias cristianas sólidas.
Whose fathers led them in the means of grace.
Quien sus padres los guiaron en los medios de gracia.
And yet, even still, with those few families.
Y aún con esas pocas familias.
There's dysfunction.
Hay disfunción.
Why?
¿Por qué?
Because we're sinners.
Porque somos pecadores.
I love the book on marriage by Paul Tripp.
A mí me encanta el libro de matrimonio de Paul Tripp.
It's named What Did You Expect?
Se nombra ¿Qué esperabas?
And the premise
y la doctrina
is simply you're a sinner.
Es simplemente eres un pecador.
And you're marrying a sinner.
Y estás casando con un pecador.
Both of you are struggling with pride and selfishness and anger.
Los dos están luchando con orgullo, egoísmo, enojo.
And you come to live together.
Y llegas a vivir juntos.
And you expect harmony.
Y esperas armonía.
It's going to be a fight.
Va a ser una pelea.
Because we're sinners.
Porque somos pecadores.
You have children.
Tienes hijos.
Isn't it lovely?
Es bonito.
Oh, they're so cute.
Están tan bonitos.
Until they start screaming bloody murder at 2 in the morning.
Hasta que empiezan a gritar a las 2 de mañana.
You're exhausted.
Tienes mucho sueño.
Your sin rises up.
Tu pecado se levanta.
They're tiny.
Están pequeños.
But their sin rises up.
Pero su pecado se levanta.
And they're red in the face.
Están rojos en su cara.
Now, I'm not going to impersonate it.
No voy a imitarlo.
Okay, I will.
Okay, voy a...
Can you translate?
It doesn't translate, bro. Not this morning.
Okay. I mean, here's Yvonne. We have a newborn.
Aquí está Yvonne, un nuevo nacido.
Hannah and Noah have a newborn.
Noah y Hannah tienen nuevo nacido.
Cochran's floor.
It's Cochran's floor.
They can testify.
Pueden testificar.
The sinfulness of this child.
La pecaminosidad de ese niño.
And the parents that are sinful.
Y los padres que son pecaminosos.
So let's not make any pretense about this.
No vamos a hacer No vamos a pretender esto.
We're just as dysfunctional as the people we're going to read about.
Somos tan disfuncional de la gente que vamos a leer. I want to make a comment real quick. So,
you want to impersonate them?
No. I use in premarital counseling, in consejería prematrimonial, I use a book, uso un libro. I think it's very good, along the same lines. Muy bueno, mismo líneas. When sinners say I do, cuando pecadores dicen que sí. It's the same idea, misma idea. Two sinners are saying yes. Dos pecadores están diciendo sí.
I mean, here we're going to look at the sins of each of these people.
Vas a ver los pecados de cada una de estas personas.
And it's easy to point the finger.
Es fácil apuntar el dedo.
Because they're despicable.
Porque son despicables.
But really?
Pero en realidad,
when that baby screaming red in the face,
cuando ese bebé está gritando rojo en su cara,
his body shaking,
su cuerpo temblando,
because he's hungry,
porque tiene hambre,
and he wants food now,
y quiere comida ahora,
and the parents tired,
y los padres están cansados,
and they want to sleep,
y quieren dormir,
now,
ahora.
That's simple.
Eso es simple.
When they grow up,
cuando crecen,
and they start to act like you act.
Y empiezan de actuar como tú actúas.
Enshroud your sinful heart.
Y ellos imitan tu corazón pecaminoso.
In piety.
Y tú cubres tu corazón en piedad.
In arrogance.
Y arrogancia.
In hypocrisy.
Hipocresía.
Pretending as though we're the mature Christians.
Pretendiendo que somos los cristianos maduros.
Or we're the adults.
Or somos los adultos.
And we think right.
Y nosotros pensamos bien.
Nobody else in my family does.
Nadie más en mi familia lo hace.
They don't realize what it's like.
No se dan cuenta cómo es.
To be me.
A ser como yo.
And to have to live with you.
A tener que vivir con ti. Con tú.
But we all have our faults.
Pero todos tenemos nuestras fallas.
And the beauty of this story.
Y la hermosidad de esta historia.
And I'm going to go ahead and give it away.
Voy a ya soltarlo.
Is God's providence working through it all?
Es la providencia de Dios trabajando en todo.
One of the Puritans, Pastor Jonathan probably knows.
Uno de los puritanos, Pastor Jonathan ya sabe.
Says that God can draw a perfectly straight line with a crooked stick.
Que Dios puede hacer una línea derecha con una Paolo Treco.
Do you know who wrote that?
I can't remember. I only slept 2 hours last night. So
because of the babies?
No.
I'm not gonna blame Owen.
I just couldn't sleep. Oh.
Okay. Well, let's go ahead and get into the text. Beginning in verse 1,
we'll read Thomas Boston.
Thomas Boston.
Yeah, I think so.
We're gonna see a bunch of crooked sticks.
Vamos a ver muchos palos trecos.
Beginning of verse 1, and it came to pass that when Isaac was old, and his eyes were dim, so that he could not see, he called Esau, his eldest son, and said unto him, My son. And he said unto him, Behold, here I am. And he said, Behold, now I am old. I know not the day of my death. Now therefore take, I pray thee, thy weapons, thy quiver, and thy bow, and go out to the field, and take me some venison. And make me savory meat, such as I love, and bring it to me, that I may eat, that my soul may bless thee before I die. And Rebekah heard when Isaac spoke to Esau, his son, and Esau went to the field to hunt for venison and to bring it.
Puedes leer de 1 a 5, brother, de Génesis 27.
We see here Isaac's failures.
Vemos aquí los fracasos de Isaac.
We're not going to pretend.
No vamos a pretender
that Isaac is ignorant of God choosing Jacob.
Que Isaac es ignorante de Dios escogiendo Jacob.
Yet,
sin embargo,
Isaac loved Esau.
Isaac amó Esau.
You know, sometimes we can say, well, I love the person.
A veces podemos decir, yo lo amo a esa persona.
But I just don't like him.
Pero no me cae bien.
You ever heard that?
¿Has escuchado esto?
I think Isaac loves Jacob.
Creo que Isaac ama a Jacob.
But I just don't like him.
Pero solo no lo cae bien.
Esau.
Esau.
Goes to the field.
Va al campo.
And he hunts.
Y a casa.
He's a John Wayne kind of man's man.
Él es un hombre como John Wayne. El hombre de hombre.
En español. Oh. Arrito. Isaac loves Esau.
Isaac ama Esau.
And he's old and he calls Esau to him.
Está viejito y llama Esau a sí mismo.
Playing favorites.
Jugando favoritismo.
And he says, go to the field and hunt.
Y dice, vayas al campo y caza.
Because I love this about you.
Porque me encanta esto de ti.
You're my man child.
Eres mi hijo de hombre.
My firstborn.
Mi primogénito.
Fix this meal for me.
Preparas esa comida para mí.
And it's going to warm my heart.
Y va a calentar mi corazón.
Warm my belly.
Y mi estómago.
And I don't know when I'm going to die.
No sé cuándo voy a morir.
But this last time, at least, I want to bless you.
Pero esta última vez quiero bendecirte.
Now, Isaac knows the blessing is Jacob's.
Isaac sabe que la bendición es de Jacob.
And I think there's evidence in this text that we'll see.
Creo que hay evidencia en este texto que vamos a ver.
Isaac is intent to bless Esau.
Isaac, su intención es a bendecir a Esau.
As though somehow he's going to circumvent God's purpose.
En como en una forma va a cambiar el propósito de Dios.
We see this, and maybe you remember the account where Joseph brings his two sons to Jacob.
Vemos esta. Recuerdas que Josué trae los dos hijos a Jacob.
His two sons, Manasseh and Ephraim.
Sus dos hijos, Manasés y Ephraim.
And he wants Jacob to bless them.
Y quiere que Jacob los bendiga.
Of course, the blessing goes to the eldest child.
Por cierto, la bendición va al hijo mayor.
That's right. And Joseph brings them in and puts the eldest on his right hand.
Y Jacob los traigo y pone su primogénito en mano derecha.
And he switches hands.
Y lo cambia manos.
And Joseph says, no, Dad. This is the oldest here.
Y Josué dice, no, el mayor está aquí.
And Jacob says, I know.
Y Jacob dice, yo sé.
I know what I'm doing.
Yo sé qué estoy haciendo.
Jacob knows what this is about.
José, perdón.
It's about.
Mi esposa me reprendió la semana pasada de esto. José, ¿no? Yeah. I've been saying Joshua rather than Joseph. I get the two names.
That's okay.
In Spanish.
Isaac, Jacob, Joseph, Esau, Jesus. I mean, wait. Y'all knew who we're talking about.
Saben de qué hablamos.
So, Isaac is going to try to do what he wants to do here.
Isaac va a tratar de hacer lo que él quiere hacer aquí.
Isaac's wrong.
Isaac ya está mal.
Not only does he know God chose Jacob.
No solamente sabe que Dios escogió a Jacob.
But in the two verses of the last chapter that we skipped,
pero en los dos versículos del último capítulo que brincamos,
we will come back to them.
Vamos a regresar ahí.
But Esau marries a Hittite woman.
Pero Esau casa con una señora Eteo.
Now Isaac knows about the keeping the seed pure.
Isaac sabe de mantener pura la simiente.
And yet his son marries a Hittite woman.
Y su hijo se casa con un Eteo.
Not pure.
No pura.
Don't marry the Canaanites.
No casas con los cananitos.
God's curse is on them.
La maldición de Dios está sobre ellos.
Yet Isaac's going to bless Esau.
Pero Isaac va a bendecir a Esau.
Let the blessing of God come through you and your seed.
Deja que la bendición de Dios sea a través de ti y tu simiente.
With your Hittite wife.
Con tu esposa Hiteo.
Isaac wants to do what he wants to do.
Isaac quiere hacer lo que él quiere hacer.
Let's go on, verse 6.
Seguimos, versículo 6.
And Rebekah spake unto Jacob her son, saying, Behold, I heard thy father speak unto Esau thy brother, saying, Bring me venison, and make me savory meat, that I may eat and bless thee before the Lord, before my death. Now therefore, my son, obey my voice according to that which I command thee. Go now to the flock, and fetch me from thence two good kids of the goats, and I will make them savory meat for thy father, such as he loveth. And thou shalt bring it to thy father, that he may eat, that he may bless thee before his death. And Jacob said to Rebekah his mother, Behold, Esau my brother is a hairy man, and I am a smooth man. My father peradventure will feel me, and I shall seem to him as a deceiver, and I shall bring a curse upon me, and not a blessing. And his mother said unto him, Upon me be thy curse, my son. Only obey my voice, and go fetch me them. And he went and fetched and brought them to his mother. And his mother made savory meat, such as his father loved. And Rebekah took goodly raiment of her eldest son Esau, which were with her in the house, and put them upon her younger son Jacob, her younger son. And she put the skins of the kids of the goats upon his hands and upon the smooth of his neck.
Puedes leer de 16 a 17, ¿no?
Solamente obedece a mi voz y ve y tráeme. Entonces él fue y lo tomó y los trajo a su madre. Y su madre hizo guisado como a su padre le gustaba. Tomó Rebeca los vestidos de Esaú, su hijo mayor, los preciosos que ella tenía en casa, y vistió a Jacob, su hijo menor, y cubrió sus manos y la parte de su cuello, donde no tenía vello, con las pieles de los cabríos.
Are you going to explain how that worked? Covering his hands and his neck with hair? Me preguntó si él va a explicar cómo funciona esta cubriendo sus manos y...
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, good. I was curious. Estaba curioso.
I don't know if we have time for that, brother.
No tenemos tiempo. I mean, I'm just thinking, if I hugged my son and he was covered with bloody animal fur, estaba pensando si abrazo a mi hijo, estaba cubierto con piel de animal sangroso, that's not my son. No es mi hijo.
Yeah. What is this strange thing tied around your arm?
Yeah.
Perhaps his sight and his feel were gone. I don't
tal vez
know.
Su vista y su sensación estaba mal.
But the deception here.
Pero decepción aquí.
Rebecca is in her defense.
Rebecca en su defensa.
She hears Jacob about to give the blessing to Esau.
Ella escucha Jacob va dar bendición a Esau.
And she knows that God has chosen Jacob.
Ella sabe que Dios ha escogido Jacob.
In desperation, she's trying to stop Isaac from blessing Esau.
En desesperación está tratando de detener Isaac de bendecir a Esau.
Jacob has to get the blessing.
Jacob tiene que tener la bendición.
In her desperation,
en su desesperación,
she turns to deceiving her husband.
Ella empieza de engañar a su esposo.
Where's the appeal?
¿Dónde está Apelación?
Honey. Baby. I don't know what she...
Amor.
Mi amor. Mi fresita. Okay. You can't do this.
No puedes hacer eso.
You know that God's chosen Jacob.
Ya sabes que Dios ha escogido Jacob.
I know you love Esau.
Sé que amas a Esau.
Great, love Esau.
Muy bien, amas a Esau.
Bless Esau.
Bendícelo.
But the blessing.
Pero la bendición.
Before the Lord.
Antes del Señor.
Before Jehovah.
Ante Jehová.
The covenant-making God of Abraham.
El Dios del pacto de Abraham.
You can't do this.
No puedes hacer eso.
None of that.
Nada de eso.
No appeal.
No apelo.
No loving, humble rebuke.
No regaño de humilde.
She hears Isaac.
Escucha Isaac.
And she runs in secret to tell Jacob.
Huye en secreto para decir a Jacob.
We gotta fix this.
Tenemos que arreglar eso.
In her own strength.
En su propia fuerza.
In her own ideas.
En sus propias ideas.
To utterly deceive her husband.
A engañar su esposo.
The trickery.
The engañoso.
She's got it all figured out.
Ella tiene todo ya resuelto.
She's gonna fix the meal that he loves.
Va a preparar la comida que él ama.
She's gonna tie goat calf skin whatever to the arms of Jacob.
Va a poner piel de animal sobre los brazos de Jacob.
Esau must have been some kind of guy.
Esau tiene que ser un tipo de hombre.
I mean, some of us have goat skin Bibles.
Algunos tenemos piel de cabra, Biblias de piel de cabra.
And it's very soft.
Es muy suave.
And I could imagine with a little fur on it.
Yo puedo imaginar un poco de peluche sobre eso.
But I've never seen a man whose arms look like a goat.
Pero nunca he visto un hombre que sus manos se ve como un cabra.
But she's got all this figured out.
Ella tiene todo eso resuelto.
I mean, maybe as she goes out and milks the goats and...
Tal vez mientras ella va a sacar leche de las cabras.
She says, wow, that feels like Esau.
Ella dice, eso se siente como Esau.
She's got it figured out.
Ella tiene todo resuelto.
I've got some of his clothes here.
Tengo un poco de su ropa aquí.
We're going to put his clothes on you.
Vamos a poner su ropa sobre ti.
Why? Isaac can't see.
¿Por qué Isaac no puede ver?
We're going to see in the story.
Vamos a ver en la historia.
That he's going to smell Esau.
Que va a oler Esau.
He's going to smell the field.
Va a oler la tierra.
Rebecca's got it figured out.
Rebecca ya tiene todo resuelto.
Not only that.
No solamente esto.
Jacob, in his very contemplative personality.
Jacob, en su personalidad muy pensador.
Jacob saying, this isn't going to work.
Jacob está diciendo, esto no va a servir.
I'm going to go in, he's going to figure this out.
Yo voy a entrar y va a darse cuenta.
I mean, I don't sound like Esau.
No sueno como Esau.
I don't smell like Esau.
No huelo como Esau.
I don't feel like Esau.
No me siento como Esau.
I'm a smooth man.
Yo soy un hombre suave.
And he feels like a goat.
Y él se siente como un cabra.
I've got it figured out.
Yo tengo resuelto, ya.
If your dad figured this out and he curses you,
si tu papá se da cuenta y te da maldición,
let the curse be upon me.
Será sobre mí la maldición.
She does this out of desperation.
Ella hace esto de desesperación.
But her husband,
pero su esposo,
the two shall become one flesh.
Los dos deben ser un solo carne.
We're going to deceive him.
Vamos a engañarlo.
We're going to trick him.
Vamos a hacer truco.
Because he's wrong.
Porque está mal.
He's bad.
Está mal.
He's messing up.
Está haciendo mal.
And we have to fix it.
Y tenemos que arreglarlo.
Now Jacob.
Jacob.
Verses 18 through 27.
Versículo 18 a 27.
He came into his father and said, my father. And he said, here I am. Who art thou, my son? And Jacob said unto his father,
I am Esau, thy firstborn.
Yeah. I have done according as thou badest me. Arise, I pray thee, sit and eat of my venison, that thy soul may bless me. And Isaac said unto his son, how is it that thou hast found it so quickly, my son? And he said, because the Lord thy God brought it to me. Wow. And Isaac said unto Jacob, come near, I pray thee, that I may feel thee, my son, whether thou be my very son Esau or not. And Jacob went near unto Isaac his father, and he felt him and said, the voice is Jacob's voice, But the hands are the hands of Esau. And he discerned him not, because his hands were hairy, as his brother's Esau's hands. So he blessed him. And he said, Art thou my very son, Esau? And he said, I am. And he said, Bring it near to me, and I will eat of my son's venison, that my soul may bless thee. And he brought it near to him, and he did eat, and he brought him wine, and he drank. And his father Isaac said unto him, Come near now and kiss me, my son. And he came near and kissed him. And he smelled the smell of his raiment and blessed him and said, See, the smell of my son is as the smell of a field which the Lord hath blessed. Therefore, God give thee of the dew of heaven and the fatness of the earth and plenty of corn and wine. I'm sorry, I went to verse 28.
Puedes leer de 18 a 27, bro.
This is hard to read.
Es es difícil a leer.
I mean, Isaac's like something fishy.
Isaac está como hay algo raro aquí.
You sound like Jacob.
Escuchas como Jacob.
That was awfully fast.
Este era muy rápido.
I mean, it probably took a couple of hours to prepare the meal.
Tal vez tardó unas horas para preparar la comida.
And apparently Esau would go on these long hunting trips.
Y aparentemente Esau iba a estos largos viajes de cazar.
Maybe days.
Tal vez días.
And yet, here, oh, you're back already?
Y aquí, mira, ya regresaste tan prontamente.
And so much going on here, and Isaac's like...
Y tanto pasando aquí, Isaac está como...
Are you sure you're Esau?
¿Estás seguro que eres Esau?
You're not someone trying to trick me.
¿No eres alguien tratando a engañarme?
And yet, Jacob continues to play the part.
Y Jacob sigue jugando el rol.
I mean, you got to think his conscience is pricking him.
Tienes que pensar su conciencia está picado.
Like, five lies here.
Como cinco mentiras aquí.
He comes in. Who are you?
Llega aquí. ¿Quién eres?
I'm Esau.
Soy Esau.
Prick. Mm. It goes on.
Sigue.
How did you find the food so quickly?
¿Cómo llegaste, encontraste la comida tan prontamente?
Oh, this one's good.
Esta está buena.
This lie is callous.
Esta mentira está calloso.
The Lord blessed me.
El Señor me bendijo.
You know, watch out for the lightning.
Cuidado con el rayo.
The Lord bless me of this venison.
El Señor me bendijo con este animal.
I went out and the Lord brought it right into my lap.
Fui y el Señor me trajo a mi encuentro.
For you, Dad.
Para ti, papá.
He goes to his dad.
Va a su papá.
Somehow, Rebecca must be very crafty.
En una forma, Rebecca es muy crafty.
I'm not going to explain how she did it.
Huh? Creativa. No voy a explicar cómo lo hizo.
But however she did, it had this goat skin wrapped around his fingers.
Pero la forma que lo hizo, tenía esta piel de cabra en sus dedos.
His hand, I don't know how she tied it to his skin.
No sé cómo amarró a su piel.
Maybe it was worth the pain and she stitched it to his skin.
Tal vez era valía la pena el dolor y ella hizo costuras en su piel.
But Isaac wants to feel.
Pero Isaac quiere sentir.
Jacob goes to let him feel.
Y Jacob deja que se siente.
You gotta be thinking he's shaking in his boots.
Tienes que pensar, está temblando en sus botas.
He's gonna figure this out.
Él va a darse cuenta.
But he goes on, he fools his dad.
Engañó su papá.
What trickery.
Qué engaño.
Isaac's like, it sounds like Jacob to me.
Isaac está como suena como Jacob.
Are you sure you're Esau?
¿Estás seguro que eres Esau?
You promise me.
¿Me prometes?
Swear on your mother's grave.
Jura sobre la tumba de tu mamá.
Make a vow to me that you are Esau.
Haces un voto a mí que eres Esau.
Jacob?
Jacob?
Watch the lightning.
Cuidado con el rayo.
It's me, Dad. It's Esau.
Soy yo. Soy Esau, papá.
It's Esau. It's me, Dad.
Soy yo, papá.
I mean, this goes on.
Esto sigue.
Come near, let me kiss you.
Ben, cerca, déjame besarte.
Here, Jacob's got Esau's clothes on.
Aquí Jacob tiene la ropa de Esau.
Jacob's probably thinking, this stinks like a field.
Jacob está pensando, esta apesta como una tierra.
He goes up to Isaac and he wafts it.
Va a Isaac y hace así.
Smell the field, Dad.
Huélelo, papá.
Isaac smells it.
Esau lo huele.
Says, yes, you're Esau.
Eres Esau.
Isaac's, if he has a conscience, it's got to be killing him.
Jacob, Jacob.
To lie to his dad.
Jacob, si tiene conciencia, tiene que estar molestándolo.
Wait, though.
Pero esperas.
If he gets caught.
Si lo cachan.
His mom will take the curse.
Su mamá va a tomar la maldición.
So maybe that gives Jacob some confidence to do this.
Tal vez eso da a Jacob un poco de confianza hacer eso.
This is terrible.
Esto es terrible.
And then lastly, we have Esau.
Y último tenemos Esau.
Esau essentially comes in.
Esencialmente Esau viene.
Verse beginning of verse 30 and on.
Empezando en versículo 30 hasta final.
Esau comes in and he finds out.
Esau entra y se da cuenta.
This would make a great little movie.
Esta será un buen película.
Jacob, after deceiving him, goes out of the room.
Jacob, después de engañarse, se va del cuarto.
Esau comes in with the tray of food.
Esau entra con la comida.
I'm back, Dad.
Ya regresé, papá.
I've got your venison.
Tengo tu comida.
I've got it all cooked up just like you like it.
Tengo preparado como te gusta.
So you can bless me.
Para que puedas bendecirme.
And Isaac.
Isaac.
It says in verse 33.
Dice en versículo 33.
And Isaac trembled exceedingly.
Y se estremeció Isaac grandemente.
It said, who?
Y dijo, ¿quién?
You're Esau?
¿Eres Esau?
Then who was just in here?
¿Quién era estaba aquí?
They're both shocked.
Los dos están sorprendidos.
Esau's thinking he's getting a blessing.
Esau cree que va a recibir una bendición.
Isaac's at peace with himself.
Isaac está en paz con sí mismo.
Because he successfully circumvented the providence of God.
Porque él exitosamente engañó la providencia de Dios.
And gave the blessing to the son of his own favor.
Y dio la bendición a su propio favor.
Verse 34, when Esau heard the words of his father, he cried with a great and exceeding bitter cry and said unto his father, bless me, even me also, O my father.
Cuando, versículo 34, cuando Esau oyó las palabras de su padre, clamó con una muy grande y muy amargo exclamación y le dijo, bendízame también a mí, padre mío.
Here we have Isaac trembling.
Aquí tenemos Isaac estremeciendo.
And I believe we have reason to believe that this is fear of the Lord.
Creo que tenemos razón de decir ese es el temor del Señor.
We'll get into that.
Vamos a meter en este rato.
Isaac's trembling.
Isaac está temblando.
Esau is wailing.
Esau está llorando.
And immediately Esau's bitterness turns to his brother.
Y inmediatamente la amargura de Esaú se va a su hermano.
Verse 35, and he said, Isaac says, thy brother has come with subtlety and has taken away thy blessing.
Versículo 35, y dijo, vino tu hermano con engaño y tomó tu bendición.
And Esau.
Esaú.
Is his name, is he not rightly named Jacob?
Dice, bien llamaron su nombre Jacob.
One who steals the place of another.
Alguien que roba el lugar de otro.
He took away my birthright.
Me quitó mi primogénito.
And now he's taken away the blessing of the firstborn.
Y ahora tomará la bendición del primogénito.
And he goes on in verse 41.
Y sigue en versículo 41.
We see the result.
Vemos el resultado.
Esau hated Jacob because of the blessing wherewith his father blessed him. And Esau said in his heart, the days of mourning for my father are at hand, then will I slay my brother Jacob.
Versículo 41, aborreció Esau a Jacob por la bendición con que su padre le había bendecido, y dijo en su corazón, llegaron los días del luto de mi padre, y yo mataré a mi hermano Jacob.
Dysfunctionality.
Dysfunctionalidad.
Yes, question? So what is the difference between the birthright and the blessing?
¿Cuál es la diferencia en la primogenitura y la bendición?
So the birthright,
la primogenitura,
is the firstborn.
Es el primogénito.
So the lineage,
la linaje,
the family name,
la nombre familiar,
will carry through that firstborn.
Sigue por el primogénito.
Now, typically, the blessing also went to the firstborn.
Típicamente, la bendición también fue a primogénito.
But there's something very serious and real about the father's blessing.
Pero hay algo serio y real sobre la bendición del padre.
This preeminent blessing from the father.
Esta bendición preeminente del padre.
Carried with it a weight, almost a prophetic weight.
Cargaba con sí como un peso casi profético.
And I say almost, but no, indeed.
Yo digo casi, pero de cierto.
I mean, we see Jacob's blessing his 12 sons.
Vemos Jacob bendiciendo sus 12 hijos.
And all of it's prophetic.
Y todo es profética.
And so, you know, as we read these accounts,
leyendo estos recuentos,
it's not just some shallow words of the father.
No solamente son unas palabras débiles del padre.
So the birthright,
la primogenitura,
comes the family name,
viene el nombre de familia,
in many ways inheritance,
en muchas formas de herencia,
but the blessing,
pero la bendición,
was this prophetic, it will come to pass,
esta profética, esta va a pasar,
I will be ruler,
yo será
I will have dominion.
Voy a ser recompensado. Voy a tener dominio.
Because remember,
recuerdas,
the context of Moses' writing.
El contexto del escrito de Moisés.
Adam forfeited dominion.
Adán entregó dominio.
Adam was to fill the earth.
Adán debía llenar la tierra.
With a seed.
Con un simiente.
That would have dominion.
Que tendrá dominio.
He lost dominion.
Lo perdió dominio.
Yet there's this promise of a seed.
Pero hay una promesa de una simiente.
And through this seed,
y a través de esa simiente,
would be a restoration of dominion.
Será una restauración de dominio.
So this blessing.
Entonces esta bendición.
You will have dominion.
Tendrás dominio.
So not just the family name.
No solamente el nombre de familia.
Not just the seed.
No solamente simiente.
But the blessing as well.
Pero la bendición también.
So Esau is thinking, okay, fine.
Esau está pensando, okay, está bien.
You can be the seed.
Puede ser la simiente.
Stole that over a pot of beans.
Lo robó este de una sopa de rojo.
Fine, whatever.
Está bien, lo que sea.
But I'm going to have dominion.
Pero voy a tener dominio yo.
Now Esau's lost it all.
Y ahora Esau ha perdido todo.
The prophetic blessing went to Jacob.
Esta bendición profética fue a Jacob.
And Isaac tells him,
Isaac le dijo,
in verses 37 through 39, essentially,
37, 39, esencialmente,
you will serve your brother.
Vas a servir tu hermano.
He stole it.
Lo robó.
And so the hatred.
Entonces el aborrecimiento.
Another question? I'm pretty much closed. I can't go on to the next. I can't go on to the next point.
Yeah, no problem.
On that same, the dominion thing. So does that have anything to do with the cultural mandate to take dominion over the earth and all that?
La pregunta es, ¿este tiene algo de ver con la mandato de dominio ahora? Can I answer that?
Okay.
We can both answer. Podemos dos. Yes. Is there something, so there's actually two questions. So is there something to see with a dominion mandate for us today with this blessing? ¿Hay algo que ver con un mandato de creación de dominio por nosotros hoy en esta bendición? So first of all, the question assumes that we still have a creation mandate. Primeramente, a dominion mandate in creation. Primeramente, la pregunta asume que todavía tenemos un mandato en la creación de dominio ahora. I do not believe we have a creation, a dominion mandate in creation today. Yo no creo que tenemos un mandato en creación de dominio hoy en día. So maybe AJ has a different opinion. Tal vez AJ tiene otra opinión. But I do not believe that we are called to dominate like Adam was called to dominate. No creo que estamos llamados a dominar como Adán fue llamado a dominar. He was given dominance over the kingdom which he had. Él fue entregado dominio sobre el reino que él tenía. He lost that in the fall. Él perdió esto en la caída, and he was excluded from the garden. Fue excluido con el jardín, and there's now tension between creation and him. Y ahora hay tensión entre creación y él, and that will always be, siempre va a ser. And so I believe that our dominion only comes through the gospel. Creo que nuestro dominio solo viene a través del evangelio. So I do not believe those things are connected. No creo que esas cosas son conectadas. Yeah, yeah.
I do agree, wholeheartedly.
También está de acuerdo completamente. Yeah, I know.
And I think that there's great misunderstanding about that.
Y creo que hay un gran malentendido sobre esto.
In the case of Isaac.
En el caso de Isaac.
In the case of the covenant with Abraham.
En el caso del pacto con Abraham.
There is a sense still.
Hay un sentido todavía.
That this godly seed is coming.
Que esa simiente piadoso viene.
It's promised.
Está prometido.
Well, the seed can't come without reproduction.
La simiente no puede venir sin reproducción.
So, Adam lost dominion.
Adán perdió dominio.
But there's promised dominion in a seed.
Pero hay dominio prometido en simiente.
So God is going to be faithful to bring that seed.
Dios va a ser fiel a traer esa simiente.
You continue.
Tú continúas
filling the earth,
llenando la tierra,
and I'm going to maintain a seed,
y yo voy a mantener una simiente,
that will restore dominion,
que va a restaurar dominio.
Now today,
ahora en día,
in the new covenant of grace,
en el nuevo pacto de gracia,
we have seen that seed fulfilled.
Hemos visto esa simiente completo.
We've seen Christ restore dominion.
Hemos visto Cristo restaurar dominio.
He has all power, all authority in heaven and earth.
Él tiene todo poder y toda autoridad en los cielos y la tierra.
Dominion restored.
Dominio restaurado.
And now Christ,
y ahora Cristo,
fulfilling the typology,
cumpliendo la tipología,
of Adam filling the earth,
de Adán llenando la tierra,
with a godly seed,
con un simiente piadoso.
Christ being the antitype of that,
Cristo siendo el antitipo de esto,
is fulfilling that,
está completando esta,
through the church,
a través de la iglesia,
through multiplying a godly seed,
multiplicando una simiente piadoso,
filling the earth with a godly seed,
llenando la tierra con una simiente piadoso.
But it doesn't come through physical birth,
pero no viene a través de nacimiento físico,
it comes through spiritual birth,
viene a través de nacimiento espiritual.
So Christ,
Cristo,
is fulfilling the creation mandate.
Está cumpliendo el mandato de creación.
To fill the earth,
a llenar la tierra,
and to have dominion,
y a tener dominio,
through the new covenant,
a través del nuevo pacto,
and the new covenant people,
y el gente del nuevo pacto.
We are a fulfillment.
Somos el cumplimiento.
Of the earth being full.
Del el mundo siendo lleno.
Of a godly seed.
De una simiente piedoso.
And for dominion to be had.
Y para dominio a tener, a ser tenido.
Now remember Hebrews.
Recuerdas Hebreos.
We don't yet see.
No lo vemos.
We don't yet fully understand.
No entendemos completamente.
But we see Jesus.
Pero vemos Jesús.
And he has dominion.
Y tiene dominio.
And we are his seed.
Y somos sus simientes.
But we do see it.
Pero lo vemos.
He promises us, go and preach.
Su promesa es, vayas a predicar.
And Paul says it's the power of God unto salvation.
Y Pablo dice es el poder de Dios para salvación.
The creation mandate is being fulfilled.
El mandato de creación está siendo completo.
So, but here,
pero aquí,
Christ has not yet come.
Cristo no ha venido todavía.
Christ is going to come.
Cristo va a venir.
Through the birthright.
A través del primogénito.
All the way through.
A través.
To David.
Hasta David.
And on through.
Y sigue.
To Joseph.
A Josué.
And José. Mary.
Y María.
And Christ comes.
Y Cristo viene.
So all of this narrative of that.
Todo ese narrativo de esto.
Again.
De nuevo.
We see nothing redeemable about any of the characters here.
No vemos nada redimible sobre los characters aquí.
I defended Rebecca because she knows Jacob's the promise.
Yo defendí Rebecca porque ella sabe que Jacob es el bendijo.
But where is the faith?
Prometido. Pero ¿dónde está la fe?
Where's the belief that God's going to take care of this?
¿Dónde es la creencia que Dios va a encargarse de eso?
My husband can mess up.
Mi esposo puede fallar.
I can go and appeal to him in a godly way.
Puedo ir a pedirlo en una forma piedosa.
Don't do this, Isaac.
No haces eso, Isaac.
God chose Jacob.
Dios escogió a Jacob.
I know it's hard.
Yo sé que está difícil.
Because you love Esau.
Porque amas a Esau.
But don't let your love cause you to go against God's will.
Pero no dejes que tu amor va en contra de la voluntad de Dios.
And if he doesn't do it anyway,
y si no lo hace,
it's no problem.
Ya no hay problema.
Because God is sovereign.
Porque Dios es soberano.
And God has determined the blessing to go to Jacob.
Dios ha determinado la bendición a ir a Jacob.
How he works that out?
¿Cómo él trabaja esto?
It's by providence.
Por providencia.
And we'll get into this next week.
Y vamos a llegar a esta siguiente semana.
The beauty of the providence.
La hermosura de la providencia.
That in the midst of everyone messing up here.
Que en medio de todos fracasando aquí.
God's purpose is perfectly met.
El propósito de Dios es completamente cumplido.
And that's beautiful.
Y esto es hermoso.
And we'll see how beautiful it is next week.
Y vamos a ver esta, qué tan hermoso es esta la siguiente semana. Anybody else, any comments or questions? ¿Alguien más? Pregunta o comentario. What is meant by a creation mandate? Lo que es, quiere decir un mandato de creación or a cultural mandate or una cultura, mandato cultura, is that we are responsible for dominating the earth, que estamos responsables de dominar la tierra. We multiply and we dominate the kingdom of this world. Multiplicamos y dominamos el reino de este mundo. When there is a wrong idea of that, cuando hay un mal entendido esto, we can confuse the work of the church. Podemos confundir la obra de la iglesia and the spiritual responsibility of a Christian y responsabilidad espiritual de un cristiano. And we can occupy ourselves in things that don't matter. Y podemos ocuparnos en cosas que no le importa. No tiene mucha importancia.
I think it's worth saying, though.
Creo que es digno de decir
that it is a natural thing to have families.
Es una cosa natural tener familias.
And for families to propagate the human race.
Y que familias producen más humanos.
I mean, there's still the principle that children are a blessing.
Todavía hay el principio que los hijos son una bendición.
And marriage is a beautiful covenant.
Y matrimonio es un pacto hermoso.
That is a type of Christ in the church.
Que es el tipo de Cristo en la iglesia.
And so these things are good.
Estas cosas son buenas.
And we're right to enjoy them.
Estamos bien a disfrutarlos.
We're right to embrace them.
Estamos bien a abrazarlos.
But it's not.
Pero no lo es.
How the mandate is fulfilled.
Como el mandato es completo.
completado. Is only fulfilled in Christ.
El mandato solo es completado en Cristo.
Through his work.
A través de su obra.
Through his covenant.
A través de su pacto.
And through his people.
Y a través de su pueblo. Amen.
In period.
Punto. Amen. Brother Sammy. Yeah, so we know, he's saying that we know that the election comes from God, Jacob above Esau. But do we see a connection here in Esau losing the blessing because he sold the birthright? Could that be a reflection there?
I think you could.
Creo que podías.
I don't think it would be wrong to.
No creo que será mala decir eso.
Porque como lo doy en Hebreos, de Pablo.
As Paul says in Hebrews.
Interpreta ese texto en Hebreos 12:16.
Yeah. So, it says in Hebrews 12, 26, says, where is it? Yeah, 16.
And we'll be looking at this next week.
Vamos a ver esta siguiente semana. It says, that no one is sexually immoral, unholy like Esau, who sold his birthright for a single meal. For you know that afterward, when he desired to inherit the blessing, he was rejected, for he found no chance to repent, though he sought it with tears. So I think you can see a connection there. Creo que puedes ver una conexión ahí. So he didn't get the blessing, even though he sought repentance with tears. So he wanted to have the blessing, but he was rejected. I think we can see it like that.
And Esau, I think sometimes that passage, we'll deal with it next week more in depth.
Vamos a tratarlo la siguiente semana más profundamente.
Esau did not want the blessing for the right reason.
Esau no quería la bendición por la correcta razón.
He did not have repentance.
No tenía arrepentimiento.
He did not have a penitent heart.
No tenía un corazón arrepentido.
He wept.
Él lloró.
Because he lost it.
Porque lo perdió.
He didn't weep.
Él no lloró.
Because he didn't want it for the right reasons.
Porque no lo quería por los malas razones.
Esau didn't get it.
Esau no lo tuvo.
I mean, he didn't comprehend.
No lo entendía.
And we'll look at the contrast between the two.
Y vamos a ver el contraste entre los dos.
Esau and Jacob.
Esau, Jacob.
Jacob's a sinner too.
Jacob es un pecador también.
But Jacob had a heart.
Pero Jacob tenía un corazón.
Esau did not have a heart.
Esau no tuvo corazón.
After the Lord.
Del Señor.
He had a heart after the blessings of the Lord.
Él tuvo un corazón de la bendición del Señor.
It's very similar to what we see in the prosperity gospel.
Muy similar a lo que vemos en el Evangelio de la Prosperidad.
You have so many who want the blessings.
Tantos que quieren la bendición.
Give me the health.
Dame la salud.
And the wealth.
Y la riqueza.
That the Lord will give.
Que el Señor da.
But don't give me the Lord.
Pero no dames al Señor.
The Lord who calls us to brokenness.
El Señor que nos llama a... un corazón roto.
And repentance.
Y arrepentimiento.
And poverty of spirit.
Y pobreza de espíritu.
And persecution.
Y persecución.
And tribulation.
Tribulación.
Don't give me that God.
No dame este Dios.
Just give me what he has to offer.
Solo dame lo que él tiene que ofrecer.
The riches.
Las riquezas.
The wealth.
Riqueza.
That was the mind of Esau.
Esta era la mente de Esaú.
And it escaped from his hands.
Y escapó de sus manos.
He couldn't have the dominion.
No podía tener dominio.
I think he was willing to give up the birthright.
Creo que estaba dispuesto a entregar la primogenitura.
For a bowl of beans.
Por una sopa.
As long as he had that rule.
Mientras él tenía ese dominio.
If he could still get that.
Si podía tener esto también.
He would have been content.
Será contento. I think it's a type, though. Creo que es un tipo. And I think God elected one to be blessed and one not to be blessed. Creo que Dios eligió uno ser bendecido y no ser bendecido. And I think it's a showing of even what you had, you lose. Y creo que se muestra, aunque lo que tenías, lo pierdes. He lost it all. Perdió todo. No? Brother, will you pray for us?